All right, I got my new Do Great Things shirt on from my good friend Mike Sherbakoff with the Greatness Foundation. And just as I'm wearing different shirts through this, part of that reason is to show you when I wear this shirt, or I wear my unemployable shirt from the Solopreneur Hour, or where I want, where I have a Thinkific sweater, or any of those things, I'm tagging the people that made these shirts. I'm still wearing my big earrings and my heels, so I feel like it's on brand for me, being playful but still, you know, a woman and intelligent. I'm tagging them. They're sharing in their community. I'm getting extra visibility. So me wearing, I went to go grab my hair from the wrong end. Me wearing these shirts, I want to show you, this is a way that I can feel on brand. I can feel like I'm connecting with other people. And when I'm getting into stories, if I'm posting on Facebook, those kinds of things, it gives me an opportunity to tag other people. So that may be the earrings you wear, it may be the bag you use, it may be the journal you have. Just recognize the tools that you use and that you have at your disposal, whether you're wearing them or using them or talking about them, that you are not the only one in business. What are the tools that you're using? Who are the people that you're working with? What are the people you believe in and care about? How are you tagging those people and including them in? That is part of your visibility and sales strategy from a social media standpoint. Okay, so important notes as I'm peppering these in throughout the program. Now, let's talk about qualifying leads. So what you have, when we're going to get into sales funnels and all that kind of stuff, but you need to understand the fundamentals of how we're bringing in business. We're bringing in business by getting people to hire you. They're hiring you one-on-one, they're hiring you for groups, they're hiring you for events, they're hiring you for to go to your events, they're hiring you because they want to take your course, right, buy your product, whatever it is, these are prospects, okay? Your prospects are people who potentially might buy your stuff, right? Now, those prospects have different variances, right? So a lead, when someone says that there is a lead, you want a lead magnet, then, you know, that you're basically going out and getting leads. Leads are a big list of people, okay? So a big list of people come in, and they go to your Facebook group. They go somewhere. They're seeing you somewhere. They're seeing you on the platforms we just talked about, right? They're going and seeing your piece of content. Those are all leads. They're all potential leads. And those are cold, medium, or hot leads, right? Prospects is often interchanged, right, with that. I generally say that once we know that they are potentially someone who might buy my stuff, then they become a prospect, right? Now, a lead is somebody that I want to generate a lot of leads, and a prospect is somebody I'm going to pay attention to. I'm going to pay attention to a prospect, right? So in traditional sales, you're going to go prospecting, right? You're going to go find your prospects, and it's very much like go on LinkedIn, find those people, or go door to door to offices and drop off your card, right? So those kinds of more traditional ways that people are used to sales. When you're online, this may be doing coffee chats with people, right? This may be networking at events. This is going to be getting on podcasts so you meet those relationships, or if you have a podcast or a blog, asking for those features, those doing those roundups to maybe get connections with people that are people that you want, or potential prospects for affiliate programs, things like that, right? Our prospects are the people that may buy from us, partner with us, those kinds of things. And we've got a certain flow that they go through. Now, the amount of time that it takes for somebody to come in as a prospect, that we recognize they're a prospect, and become a client or not, is our sales cycle, right? And we call it our, I'm just giving you terms so that you kind of know what we're talking about, right? There's the pipeline. So they come into the pipeline in traditional sales verbiage. They come into the pipeline. And you now know, so a sales funnel is a pipeline, by the way. Funnel, pipeline, pipeline's more one-on-one. Sales funnel is more funnely content, right? But they're basically the same thing. They're just doing it in a different way. And one's using the pages and the emails, and the other one is a more outreach sort of one-on-one. But they're basically the same thing. We're trying to take people who don't know you, who may be good to buy your product or service, to get to know you, to make a decision to hire you, right? And that's basically what it is. So what we need to understand is what your sales cycle is. Before we can get into all the sales funnels and the pages and the opt-ins and that kind of stuff, that's why we moved the sales and the visibility to module 4. It used to be at the end and we moved it to module 4. I always reserve the right to make things better, and that's just a fact. And I think you should too, right? The reason we moved it over here is because we need you to start having those consistent clients, having that consistent consultancy or you know, doing it with them or doing it for them or coaching or whatever it is that you are doing, I want you to start doing that consistently enough to where you understand what your sales cycle is, why people are buying from you, right? And who those people are before we dive into just the scaled, you know, lead generation and the scaled sales funnel, right? It's very hard. A lot of people jump too soon into the course creation and things like that when they don't even really know how they're making money in their business or why people are buying from them, right? More often than not, people come to this space and end up joining things like the Boss Mom Academy and working with me one-on-one is because they have gotten to a place where those referrals and the people that they have reached out to when they quit their job because they were the low-hanging fruit and they knew these people. Those warm leads, those warm prospects are drying up. And now they're going, how do I go out to a cold audience? And how do I get clients? And how do I not work the rest of my life getting clients, right? That's why you come here. You want to be able to scale. You got to do this first. So need to know your sales cycle. What does that mean? Well, when you go into your workbook and we're talking about qualifying leads, we've got to know who you're talking to. When you talk to them, what are they telling you? Okay. So if you go to your workbook and you go to the qualifying leads, and this plays back to our ideal client scale, right? So you've already done that. So you should have an idea that, okay, I'm talking to the right people, or the wrong people. So when you're talking to somebody who is the right person, you're talking to the person who's like the one gap away or the sweet spot, which is the person that you don't even have to market to. They're just like, I'm in love with you and I want you. When it's in one of those two spots, I want you to come to this workbook, to the qualifying leads place, and it asks you three main things, okay? And I say your deal makers. These are your people. When you have a conversation, you're like, oh my gosh, this was my person. I want you to mark down, what personality traits did they have? What did you notice? Okay, we said those red flags, green flags sort of things. Let's hone in on that, right? What did you notice about their personality? Were they super upbeat? Were they really calm? Did they have a lot of hard questions? You know, what did they already know or not know kind of thing, right? So what stage are they in? So what's their personality? What stage are they in? We've got to really hone in on, were they making consistent income? Do they have a certain amount of clients? Are they at a certain stage in their life, in their business, in whatever, in their knowledge? What stage are they in? What did you notice that they have or didn't have from, if it's a business related, it's tools, it's understanding, it's clarity, it's people, it's whatever that is, right? What is the stage are they in? And then what did they really need? What did they tell you they were coming to you for? What did they say first initiated that coming to you, okay? Now in the vault, we have our 15-minute call strategy and our 30-minute call strategy. Make sure when you're getting on calls, you're calling back to those. And actually, I think we put them in as a bonus in one of the modules, maybe even module one, so you just have them here always in Raising Your Business. Those are gonna help you walk through how to ensure you get this information when you're on a call with somebody. So you don't go, well, Dan, I don't know what they said there. I don't know why they found me or what drew them to me. I don't know what their needs were. Those two things help ensure that you're getting that information. So you'll know the personality, you'll know the stage, you'll know the needs, because those trainings are gonna help you know, okay? Every time you talk to somebody that feels like the right person, I want you to come, and you can put it in somewhere else or Trello or in Excel, but we have a page in your workbook, flag it, come over here to looking at like who your ideal qualified leads are. And I want you to write down what this is. This is going to help you notice without a shadow of a doubt that this is the right person, right? That you're like, these are the people I need to speak to. Okay, now I'm seeing how my sales page is, or my work with me page, or I'm seeing how this program I'm going to make could be better. All right. This is so powerful. And I want you to recognize that what I'm having you do is the same thing we would have anybody do. That's a kid that's learning something new. If you're learning a new skill, I want you to apply it in multiple places. So if you're like, well, Dana, we already did the ideal client skill. I know. You're saying, Dana, we already did the red flags, green flags. I know. I'm aware that we have doubled up and tripled up, but they're slightly different, because you want to know what one thing, you're going to think about them differently. Another thing, everybody who comes through this course is going to get it in one of those different places, right? So I wanna triple our chances that you get exactly what I'm talking about, because this is make or break. These are the people that are going to buy from you. You need to know them intimately. You need to continually learn about them, and you need to understand when you're picking the right people and the wrong people, because it can be the difference between you being excited about what you do and make a lot of money and you being burnt out and not making a lot of money, okay? So that is really looking at qualifying leads, and I wish you luck.